This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Earlier, I spoke to President Trump's judicial selection advisor, Leonard Leo. I asked him about what will sway the president's ultimate decision. Here's what he told me.
He is right on top of it. I mean, if he wants to get a nomination on July 9th, he's got to start right away.
Now, we know that he's interviewed some of these folks before. He's had a list that he stuck to since November of last year, and he says that's it.
That's right. It's the list. And he and his counsel, Don McGahn, are working off that list and vetting prospective nominees. And this is going to be a very, very busy week for them.
Is there any chance he goes off that list?
I think no chance. But it's the president's prerogative.
Sure.
But he has promised time and again that he's going to pick from the list. And look, the list is really the 25 best of the best in the judicial world. It's a list that anyone who's looking for someone who's going to stick to the Constitution would put up.
How important is it to him to have somebody who's got a long record when it comes to their writings or as a judge in their decision making so that he can be sure that he knows what path they're on?
The president made it very clear that he wants someone who's extraordinarily well qualified. And someone who's going to interpret the Constitution the way the framers meant it to be. And to get those things, Shannon, you have to have a deep and extensive record. Judicial opinions are great, but all sorts of writings can be proxies for that as long as they lay out a path for why you believe in interpreting the Constitution as it's written.
And you aren't surprised. You know from previous judicial battles that the left is saying this is all about dismantling Roe v. Wade. Senator Kamala Harris, who we think is going to be in the 2020 field for the presidential race, said this on Twitter. President Trump wants to nominate someone to the Supreme Court who will overturn Roe v. Wade. What this is really about is punishing women for wanting to control their bodies, their lives, and their futures. That's how the left is framing this election.
Yes, it's called hysteria. And we have seen this kind of hysteria for 36 years, going all the way back to 1982 with Sandra O'Connor and Tony Kennedy and David Souter. Every time they say Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. And what we have after 36 years is one justice on the court, Clarence Thomas, who has explicitly said he's going to overturn Roe. This is rank speculation, and frankly, I think it's rather irresponsible because this is not what a Supreme Court judicial selection process should be about. It should be about the question of whether we can get the courts out of politics.
Well, we have seen many times with the president that he likes to work with people, whether it's foreign leaders, a potential justice, people that he connects with personally, that he has a relationship with. How important is that to him this time around? What's at the top of his list for what he needs in a justice?
It's important to every president, and especially important to President Trump. He has made it clear time and again since the election that he wants someone who is, as he puts it, not weak, which he means someone who's independent and fair and is courageous and is not going to be bending to the political or social fashions of the day. And that's what he looks for. And, you know, he's a good person to be looking for that kind of integrity and character because he's a president, he's a former CEO, and he's an entrepreneur. So he knows how to gauge people. And I think that's something that he'll be very good at in this interview process.
All right. Of course, we're trying to read the tea leaves a bit. And these are some of the folks that we're keeping a close eye on. Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, Amul Thapar, Raymond Kethledge, and Thomas Hardiman. They're all circuit court judges, meaning they're that one level below the Supreme Court. Some of them much longer than others. Some of them are new to that bench. Are we on track that it seems the president would want a jurist? Do you think he'd go a non-traditional route with, say, Senator Mike Lee?
I think that there's something running through each of those nominees, and that is this idea that the best way to preserve freedom and dignity and prosperity is to have a judge who's really going to stick to how the Constitution has limits on government power. And that's what they all have, in addition to extraordinary records. I think he wants a demonstrated record. He said he likes Mike Lee, and obviously he's considering him, but these are four very, very serious contenders.
Okay, so you think maybe he'll interview one or two more. We get a decision, you think July 9th, that date's going to hold. It's a big decision.
Well, he has said July 9th, and I'm not sure people would want to cross him on that.
Okay. Leonard Leo, thanks for dropping in. We know it's a busy time for you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
little insight on what the president's looking at in terms of this next nominee that will be coming up in the coming week or so. So stand by for more. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, checking our watches. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to be sharing a part of your day with you. With us is Dr. Gerard Lomero, author of More Great News for America. He's the founder CEO of Lomero Economics, LLC, a company focused on bringing practical economic knowledge about freedom, economic growth, and prosperity to America and to the world. Also a member of the Hewlett-Packard Strategy and Corporate Development Team. Gerard, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be with you. This is one of the best shows in the country.
Oh, you're very kind. You're very kind. I appreciate it. And here we are on the brink of, the 4th of July weekend or week. For some, it's been going on for quite a while. I'm on the West Coast here. And, Gerard, I'll tell you, it's been very painful to watch the people going in and out of LAX. They talk about that horseshoe turn that you go through. For those that have experienced LAX before, they're quoting anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes just to get through the turn. That's how crazy the holiday travel is there.
This 4th of July, they're having some big airport travel.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of amazing the way that's working out. But again, hey, look at if you got some time and you're there sitting at the sitting on the tarmac or trying to get to the airport, relax. I recommend that make the most of the time and read the U.S. Constitution and be blessed to realize what our founding fathers have given us, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people. If we're not educated, then we allow the takeover of our government, which is on full display these days, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It would seem like the socialists want to ditch the Constitution, forget about the rule of law, have a two-sided, the elites get one set of laws and the rest of us get another. So, yeah, they seem to be out of touch with the American system.
Well, and we were talking about this earlier, Gerard, is that Main Street America is not as stupid as some would want you to think. I mean, you had the audacity of one Jonathan Gruber. You remember he was one of the architects of Obamacare, and he basically just said, hey, the reason we did this is because the American people are too stupid.
The American people, I study the American people. I try to model what they want in that. And I'll tell you, they have the most common sense of anybody around. They know what's going on. I am amazed. I went, believe it or not, I got invited to a truck stop. And I decided I'd take them up on truck stop and went to lunch there. Mm-hmm. By the way, good food, big portions.
Yes.
And sat next to a bunch of truckers. And I couldn't believe the language. They were talking about things like the Biden rule and talking about Trump's appointment. I mean, these people were so knowledgeable, it even knocked me over. I knew they were smart and had common sense, but I was amazed at how in-depth they understood what's going on in this country.
Well, plus on top of that, they know where the good eating is, right?
They do it. By the way, that was a great meal I had.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you just follow the truckers, and you can have some great conversations. You say, you know, there's a lot that, you know, they're able to accomplish on those long drives. Do some things that a lot of us don't get a chance to, like think, you know.
And, well, they also listen to a lot of good talk radio hosts such as yourself.
Uh-huh. Well, we appreciate it, and we love truckers, and, hey, what a grand opportunity. I'd love to be able to, you know, stop in. You've inspired me. We may have to do a truck stop and talk to the boys and gals there and who know what they're talking about. As you say, they're overlooked, marginalized because... Go ahead.
It wasn't like a high-level overview. They understood in depth. They knew
yes.
some of the subtleties
right.
of what was going on beyond what you would expect. So, I mean, they are listening and reading in depth, and I think it's utterly amazing. They are really great people, very smart, and common sense, overflowing with common sense.
Well, I'll tell you, we need to feature someone, huh? And maybe the truck driver... headquarters or something, you know, to have a feature on this show to where, you know, we bring them into the conversation in a big way. Because as you say, they understand what's going on from a ground floor level. It's all very practical. And of course, you know, they're living it out. I mean, they're realizing the regulations, the impact of less regulations and, you know, commerce and that sort of thing. So, you know, very, very sharp insight. So I appreciate that. That's a great idea. Hey, I want to talk to you about, what people are really, especially progressives, they're going nuts right now over this this next Supreme Court pick by President Trump.
That's right. We just had the end of the Supreme Court term. It ends in June every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three conservative cases that were decided, 5-4. And we've already got a conservative Supreme Court. What I wrote about in my most recent article is the fact that we are moving toward what I predicted in 2015 would happen after this historic election. And that is a conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court. Trump is going to pick the next person, the next Supreme Court justice. He's going to pick from his list of 25 conservative originalists, people
yes.
that believe in the Constitution and the rule of law equally
yes.
Used, not two sets of laws, one for the elite, one for everybody else. They believe in the rule of law applied to everybody. Well, at any rate, we're moving toward that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 85 years old back in March. Stephen Breyer is going to be 80 on August 15th next month. Both of them are likely to retire before Trump gets reelected in 2020. He will have then appointed four constitutional conservatives to the Supreme Court. That is going to impact this country for the better for the next 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this could be an exciting time for conservatism. Because many on the left, in their myopic viewpoint, have predicted the death of conservatism, and look what's happening.
it's
quite the opposite, right?
They're not looking at the true numbers. No, the numbers are looking like what I predicted in the past, and I continue to make predictions based on numbers, and that is the growing conservative era that we have entered back in 2016. We really entered it. And it's growing. The Supreme Court makes a big decision. Anytime you have an historic election, the Supreme Court usually changes.
Mm-hmm.
This was a watershed election in 2016 for president. It made big difference. We got a Republican House, Republican Senate now, Republican White House. And I know they're not at all perfectly conservative. There are some liberals here and there. But generally speaking, each election we get a little bit more conservative. We're going to get more conservative in the 2018 congressional election.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is we have moved into a new conservative era, and the progressives, they're throwing a temper tantrum because it's not what they want.
Exactly. Is it that America has fallen off the roof enough times to realize that the law of gravity still applies? Is this what, you know?
Well, in essence, that's true. In essence, that's correct. In reality, what's going on is the fact that the progressive programs have failed. The socialist programs have failed. Look at where they've been applied. Look at California's problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, look at the, I just saw the picture of the 10th city outside of Anaheim, and I've been to Anaheim many times.
Exactly.
Disneyland. I've had meetings there, business meetings in Anaheim. I've been to their convention center, and to see what's happened to Anaheim is really sad to me.
Yeah, it is. It is incredible, and I'm not too far away from that area right now from where we're broadcasting today. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us. He continues on the other side of the break, 15 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I love the fireworks, don't you? Hey, here we are. Just about 4th of July, the 3rd of July, all over America. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Gerard Lamaro is there, author of the book, More Great News for America. You know, we were just talking off air, Gerard and myself, about, you know, this surprise victory in New York, this 28-year-old upstart that, boy, they were already giving her the Rising Star Award. Everything was looking up roses. And then all of a sudden, people started, you know, looking into her story and vetting her, Gerard. And my goodness, it's almost like every day it's here's another lie being exposed.
Absolutely. They found out that she didn't really grow up in the Bronx. Her dad was started a company. He was a capitalist.
Yeah.
And started an architectural company, apparently was successful enough to live in a Tony suburb there of Connecticut, mm-hmm. rich suburb.
Right.
And then her mother, supposedly in the story, was one of these cleaning women who cleaned people's houses. And she was on TV apparently and interviewed and said, cleaning? I never cleaned anybody's house. So the whole story is like, made up. And I'll tell you what, you know, there are 700,000 voters in her district. She won by about 14 or 15,000 votes. That's not exactly a landslide. That's nothing to run for president on, 15,000 votes or less.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens if Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and, you know, if they still come alongside her and support her. I mean, you know, because I mean, it's amazing anymore, Gerard. It surprises me. People complain that politicians lie, but when they catch them in lies, they still, you know, elect them. So what do you want?
Well, I'll tell you, they may elect them in a few super-duper blue districts in that, mm-hmm. but they are losing nationally big time. I mean, the Democrats are in the worst shape they've been, and I've said this before on air, since the 1920s. Mm-hmm. They have so few governorships, so few state legislative bodies. They don't have the House, they don't have the Senate, they don't have the White House. And by the way, they're going to see a lot of losses in the Senate this November. It's, you know, they have about 25 people up for re-election, many more than the Republicans have up. They're mm-hmm. losing a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that just as you pointed out earlier is, you know, people are waking up to conservative ideas and values and saying, hey, look, we've had it with these mistakes and these progressive ideas. They've been quite costly. You know, here we have, you know, a conservative and one that people were really nervous about. They weren't sure how President Trump was going to run his administration. But look what's happened. I mean, strong conservative values have taken over, and you know, the country is on the rise again.
Right now, we're looking at the next GDP report to be possibly, and I think it's looking good in the 4% range.
That's I know. Some have gone so high to suggest 5, but I said, well, wait a minute, we didn't even get through the 4s yet, so let's calm down.
5%, I would be more likely to expect next year.
Right.
Right now, it's looking 4%. People notice 4% GDP growth. I mean, look at the fact that we now have more jobs than people to fill it.
Exactly.
How's that for an economy?
Well, and this is a great time here. Again, you know, as I say, I was here in California. They were making an announcement of these minimum wage increases that are going on. But because of the job opportunities, some of these great double-digit per hour type jobs are coming back in a new way with new technology. This is a great time for, you know, especially those good employees out there to upgrade and look to be making more per hour just because they bring more to the party and there's a bigger opportunity available to them. Is there not?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, the pro-growth economic policies of Trump are phenomenal. I mean, mm-hmm. cut taxes, cut regulations. He's done a really good job of cutting regulations. And by the way, you know, there are a few tax cuts he didn't follow through on, in my ideal world, mm-hmm. Being my economic background in that. But I said to myself, I bet she's going to do the rest of them in about a year. And that's what I hear is going to happen. It looks like we're going to have tax cuts part two coming up next year when we have a little bit more conservative House and Senate, which is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with that, we're going to probably move to the 5% growth. And that is absolutely absolutely phenomenal when you think of the size of this economy.
Well, you imagine. I mean, all-time unemployment lows right across the board. I mean, this is exciting times. The enthusiasm of, new business startups, very high and increasing. So it all looks very positive. And then meanwhile, we've got things to clean up because of what was put in motion before this president was elected, as we find out, with the FBI and the shenanigans and, whether you want to call it Spygate or no Spygate. I mean, the fact of the matter is there was a lot of questionable dealings here. And I'm not sure that the Mueller investigation is bringing out anything, because this has been, unfortunately, more of a witch hunt than actually getting down to the truth of the matter. It's all been focused on Trump and hardly anything on, what happened with the Hillary campaign.
Absolutely. The data is there. It looks like Hillary probably broke some rules. Maybe she should be facing indictments of her own, and they basically winked at her and let her get away with things. On the other hand, they put the scale against Trump by putting their thumb on it and trying to get him for something of which there's absolutely nothing. If there was something that Trump did wrong, it would have leaked out by now. This has been a long time they've been investigating. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to go nowhere. And by the way, the American people, if you look at the numbers, most, and I'm talking about a majority of American people, believe that the Mueller investigation is a political waste of time, and that they see it as a political activity to hurt Trump, and it's not meaningful or useful. They see it as a waste of money. But the thing is, it's not influencing public opinion against Trump. It's influencing public opinion against the Democratic Party, because they see it as a political witch hunt. Is the nicest thing you can say.
Yeah, what's the future of the FBI?
The FBI is going to get cleaned out. I think it's going to take another year or two, but I think all the people at the top who were obviously biased, a lot of them were political appointees or very closely tied to the previous administration. It's going to get cleaned out. I think there'll be a new attorney general next year. And I think what's going to happen is once they've cleaned it out, they're going to reestablish. They're going to have to go back. And there are a lot of things that have to be investigated that the Obama administration did that looks kind of a little bit funny. I think they're going to investigate that and clean it up. And then I think the FBI will have restored the opinion of American people will be restored.
It's gonna take some time, but some radical moves. I agree. I mean, something wholesale. I mean, you still got, a couple of dozen FBI agents waiting on the sidelines saying, "Hey, look, we know the whole truth, and we're willing to give you the whole truth and nothing but." But they want to make sure they're protected.
I believe yesterday, I don't remember the exact number. I think there's 27 FBI agents that are going to be asked to testify right away, and if they don't, they're going to be subpoenaed. Mm-hmm. So Nunes, along with the other committee chairmen who are involved in the investigations, are moving ahead quickly, and as I said, 27 agents, I have a feeling there's going to be some things said that we're going to be surprised about.
Well, it was a matter of time for some of this to come out, because they have had to be increasingly frustrated. Everybody wants to say, because what happens, it's like the fish, rots from the head down.
Right.
And the head is very rotten. So how deep does this go? This is a cultural issue. And the cleaning up is just going to, it's not going to be just at the top. You're going to have to go down line a bit, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it, but I do think it's going to happen. And I think that it has played against the Democratic Party and the left to have this investigation. But I think in the end, they're going to have to investigate the others, and they will. And I'm talking about the Clinton campaign.
Yes, exactly. Well, in all fairness, right? Otherwise, as we've been seeing, everyday Americans live under a certain rule of law, and the elites another. And it's worked out very well for them. And you imagine what would have happened if Hillary would have been elected. We would have never known, right?
Now, and
there it is.
The economy would be in the doldrums.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, the latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out. Reports are a sixth grade teacher from suburban Washington, D.C. harassed Pruitt as he was finishing lunch yesterday at a restaurant just a few blocks from EPA headquarters. After getting some criticism for not doing so, President Trump has ordered the lowering of American flags nationwide for those killed in the Capitol Gazette shootings in Annapolis, Maryland last week. Meanwhile, over 500 people gathered in Owings Mills, Maryland last night to remember one of the victims of the mass shooting, Rob Hyacin, a friend of his saying he doesn't want to remember the way his colleague died.
I want to just remember what a wonderful person Rob was and what a great, wonderful, selfless life he led.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
No wonder we call you Savior. No wonder we sing your praise. Jesus, our hope forever. You made a way. You made.
Hey, back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and the amazing Kreskin is there. You ready for a fun time? We're going to talk. Last week was National Handshake Day, because it's important to have Handshake Day. And when you think of National Handshake Day, the person that has made the handshake such an iconic connection is the amazing Kreskin himself. Kreskin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I want to explain to the listeners who may see you in person that the reason Bill seems to have a limp to his right arm is when we got to know each other, there was a number of meetings with a hand. What does Regis say in the great book, Howard Movie? My handshake's the dream of every chiropractor on the face of the earth. Bill, how are you? You're out in Florida, aren't you?
Well, actually, I'm on opposite end. I'm in the West Coast. I came down here to take a look at, I've got four boys here still in the West Coast and visit with them. I wanted to pay and help out California and pay an extra dollar per gallon of gas, you know, to help the economy here and to see if they, in fact, were going to break up into two states now. So
what town are you in right now, Bill?
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, we've spoken before, and by the way, I always enjoy talking to you, and we gotta get together because, and I said this before, folks, yes. I have to warn you because Bill was there, not edited, it wouldn't look good, but if I'm on live with Bill in person, I would dare not read his thoughts on the. I'm only joking. I said, by the way, I got to tell you something. I said to one of your folks, I swear this is true. I said to one of your producers, you know, I haven't spoken to Bill since last April. I'm telling him he should feel very good about it because I am sober. So, you know, and he didn't know. The poor guy didn't know how to answer it. The joke is in the industry, yeah, you're drinking cranberry juice because I'm not a drinker, but yeah. I love to start. You know, Bill, with the way our culture, and I'm not going to type the time on this, but the way our culture is going, if we stop laughing at ourselves, we're in damn trouble. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's why we need you here, Kreskin. As I tell you, you're always welcome. The door is there. The welcome mat is there for you.
Because I got something, Bill. Yeah, I've got something in about a month and a half, 2 months that's very, very special in my life to announce, and I want it to be you being one of the first I announce it to because I want it to be with people who bonded with me through the years. And by the way, and I'm serious about one of the most I can't. Isn't that a cliffhanger? Don't you hate it?
Yes, right. You did this to me last time. You do this every time. We start talking about the predictions for 2018, and then you take me right to the edge and just say, okay, you know. Just.
But you know, Bill, it's interesting because the name was brought up, and we've discussed it before, so I won't go further. But in the interviews the past few days since Handshake Day, National Handshake Day, they say, well, John Malkovich had it down pat, and of course, in the movie The Great Buck Howard, it's a very energetic thing. And by the way, I don't know if I've said this before, around me, he was very, very quiet. I mean, he's a brilliant actor. He's certainly one of the top actors, and he plays me in the movie The Great Buck Howard. But he was very, very quiet. And Tom Hanks, the producer, says, you've got to understand, he's probably self-conscious. He probably thinks, well, maybe I'm not emulating Kreskin the way he moves because he watched days of videos of mine. But the real, and I got to say this now because of talking about Handshake Day,
right.
The real moment, as Hanks said, the only 3 days bad moment of making the movie, and I'm thinking, Hanks, he never talks negatively. He says, Kreskin, so help me God. For 3 days, Malkovich shook hands the way you do with 30 people a day for 2 minutes, and we're walking around needing a chiropractor. True story. True story.
But the thing is, though, Kreskin, the way you shake a person's hand, There's energy that you're sending in that handshake. I mean, you are sending compassion, and if I might say, sometimes this word is overused. It's a love and respect for your fellow human being the way you do that. And
Bill, you make me feel. You're the first person to, unless I've discussed it in the interview earlier, to bring it forth. You know how much I appreciate that deeply because it isn't an act. I've been shaking hands since I was in my teens, and I, as God is my judge, and he's no longer with us, this doctor friend of mine, we were very close, he's passed on, but in my late teens, he says, Kreskin, you know, maybe you should drop that handshake because someone might sue you and so forth. You want to know the truth of the matter? I love people. I have an energy when I meet people. I don't care what part of the world. I've traveled, as I told you, 3.5 million miles as of a year ago. That's what they have estimated to be. But this is the way I communicate with people, and it's not. It's just not an act. And the thing is, I get a kick. Sometimes people are a little bit surprised, especially when I'm with some athletes and so forth. They say, "Oh my God, Kreskin, do you lift weights or what kind of sports are you?" But I still run.
Yes,
I still run.
Good for you.
20 minutes every night. I run 20 minutes each night.
Good for you. What are you on a you know on a machine, or are you actually going out in the neighborhood?
No,
you know?
I run. I run outdoors unless the weather's bad or I'm in a part of the country where maybe I don't know that area or don't want to take a chance. But I got to tell you, and I want to say this to young people, listen to me. When I run, and whether it's 20 minutes, for years it was like 40 minutes an hour, but I run 20 minutes, I do not have an earpiece on me. I need one time each day to stop the world and get off and listen to my own inner thoughts.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we need more of that.
Night before last, I was performing at a private affair where there were a number of teachers, and young people and coming out of high school and out of college are not even prepared to write a paragraph, and it's because we're so used to quick, brief answers and responses that our thinking. And the other thing is very, very serious, and folks, listen to me, because when this breaks in the news or when the reports come out, don't say, well, Creskin said it first. This has been researched now for a while. They've asked from about high school age to a little over college age, meaning it's in the mid-20s, 20s, so forth. Right. There are a very serious series of questions, which they do every 4 or 5 years. It's the same questions. And the sociologist has said to me, Creskin, listen to the results. We know you're probably not surprised. The most surprising thing they got of all the questions they asked is there something you miss or what have you? And over 30 to almost 40% said yes, friends.
Yes,
many
exactly.
of them do not. And but friendship is not something you get on the internet, Bill. It's something you have person to person. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, kind of like you and I. We come together, we talk life, and I share. And it's amazing,
yes.
Creskin, because the times that we've had together, you know, you did not tell me about your thoughts and what was going on in terms of when you come in contact with people and how you're blessing them by energizing them, and you're very animated, and people love to be around people who are animated, that offer energy, right?
It's life.
Yes.
It's part of our life. And, you know, last night I had a very deeply moving time because a friend who's not well came back into New Jersey, and his wife had passed away a year ago. But he was using a wheelchair and had difficulty moving, and a lady friend of mine who's his brother, we took him out and we sat for 4.5 hours reminiscing about school. He says, Creskin, you have no idea what it means to me to sit with someone who understands and can communicate because you've known each other through the years. Folks, we need to listen to people. And the other thing to do, you do yourself a favor. When you meet someone, I don't care if someone you're in love with, someone you're having a business with, or someone the first time, spend some time later in the day, just for 5 minutes, and think about that experience. If you get in the habit of doing this, hear what I'm saying. By the fifth time you do that, the seventh time with other people, you will start to realize you've noticed more and had more feelings than you reflected upon in the past.
Without a doubt. Going to break right now. More from the amazing one.
New information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I will stand my ground where hope can be found.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we are visiting with the amazing one, the amazing Kreskin, live from off-Broadway. What was that like for you every night, putting on the show like this?
Bill, it was very special event. A lot of people in the production field, some of the people from Jimmy Fallon, producers and other shows, came into the audience, and they didn't tell me they were there until after the program. But it was a very enriching experience. And now I got to share something with you, which we've talked about it before, and we're going to, that in all my performances, there's a moment where I gather a group of people from the audience, and they're always, unless it's a return engagement, it's always strangers. And I gave half a dozen of them my check, and I leave the building under guard.
Right.
And when I return, I don't ask any questions. We're not playing games. It's not some kind of gimmick. I just tell them to concentrate on what they've done. If I don't find my fee, I don't get paid. Well, I failed 10 times, but Bill, as of the last month or 3 weeks, I was off for one night. I did fail, and I did not find my check. The money, by the way, the money that I made that night is going to a animal welfare group because I love animals. But the audience, there was almost a bit of a riot, and it was explained to me afterwards. It turns out I entered backstage and almost tripped over some items there, and I had told the committee, hide it within the theater so the audience can enjoy what's happening. So they, in a sense, they didn't play it quite right, but I didn't want to make an issue.
Right.
But now I want to share with you something. This is the first time I've made it public, and I'm writing my 21st book, and they say, Chris, you've got to put the letter in the book. I told you a number of times before this last time it happened that in the 10 failures out of 6,000, the most famous was in New Zealand, where I lost in one night $51,000. It was at a theater. The money was turned, some of it was turned over to a couple of children's hospitals. Field. They named a wing of it after me. And when I go back to there, I usually visit and say, you know, when I lost my check that night, I could have used this wing. But anyway, that was the largest, 21,000. 51,000. It was 51,000 I lost. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, my staff, going through my career of memorabilia and so forth, uncovered something which I had not brought up and therefore pushed out of my mind. They uncovered a handwritten letter, which I received a couple of weeks after that incident happened in New Zealand. I love New Zealand, I love the people. But a couple of weeks after that lost, I received it in New Zealand because I was still traveling there. It was sent to me. It turns out, I don't have the letter in front of me, but I almost have it memorized. The gentleman said, Mr. Kreskin, I've watched you on television because my series was shown all over the world through the years. He says, I've watched you on television for years. He said, I did not believe what you did. He says, I want you to know, when you search for your check at the such and such business subject that you use to concentrate, and I was deliberately thinking only of circles.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a weakness, and that is, without the full integrity of a committee member, I can fail.
Right.
But he admitted in the letter it because I would have turned to someone else. So you know, Houdini used to have a couple of assistants on stage because when the locksmiths and all the small towns around the world and the United States came, they brought their locks they designed and Houdini was locked. His assistants stood behind, posing as members of the audience and watching to see if when he was locked in something, someone didn't drop a BB or something in it because
are we having connection problems here?
Yeah, can you hear me, Bill?
Yeah, you were dropping out there for a minute. I got to keep it close to the window here.
Okay. Yeah, I told you about Houdini watching people when they his assistants watching people when they came up with locks on stage because they had to be careful that no one dropped a BB.
Exactly.
So I don't have that protection. I had a wall in my kitchen here covered from University of Texas, so forth. One year, I failed to find my check, and I asked the committee where it was, and they said, well, we're not sure. I said, what do you mean? Well, they said, well, we hid five envelopes or seven envelopes. We don't know which one it was in.
Oh.
I forfeited the fee, which I should not have done. I should have done the test. But you know, I got a letter from students in an audience. It was the most incredible thing, apologizing, handwritten letters. My career, Bill, my career is like an adventure. That's all.
The
other thing I want to share, a couple of weeks ago to New York to meet with a group of people. I was the only celebrity there. After that, they went in the evening to different shows, and where they said, Chris, we'd like you to come in. And you know, the entire group of people were kids from Santa Fe, Texas, who were in the school during the high school shooting, and I performed for them. And it was a very moving afternoon. That's all I can say.
Kreskin, it's amazing. I mean, the generations that you have touched and now your appeal, I mean, you know, to these younger kids. Why are the kids gravitating to you?
I think, you know, that's neat you say. My audience is, there's no boundary between them because people are bringing families. People that were saw me in college 8 years ago are now married and they're bringing families and so forth. I think one of the reasons, Bill, is because my work doesn't deal with equipment on the stage, systems on the stage. I am relating my entire equipment for a performance are all the people, which is 10,000. The Oregon State Fair, which was 30,000 people, was the Oregon State Fair.
Wow.
Or the show in New York off Broadway, I don't know how many hundreds. I'm reading their thoughts. I'm tuning in my thoughts. And I think people are looking for ways that they can see that bonding can take place because we're forgetting, Bill, we're forgetting how to bond with people. And I don't mean people have to have my ability. No, that took a lifetime. But remember this. When you greet them, you can only meet a person the first time in your life.
Right.
Touch them. Can have an overall effect.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, and more than ever, Kreskin. It seems that people relevant to, you know, National Handshaking Day last week, that's what's missing out of our society is just the touch, the contact of kindness from one human being to another.
And we've got to, you've got to teach your kids, you know, I'm not making some methodology thing where they're going to rehearsal, but every once in a while, shake their hand. You know, Bill, and I understand the situation, a teacher in a grade school, a public grade school or high school, can't touch a kid on the shoulder if they're hurt, can't take their hand and shake their hand. We can't reach a point in our society where everything's going to possibly be misread because, damn it, part of our lives is the various ways we touch each other, and some ways are verbal and some are physical. And I'm against molestation and all that.
Oh, sure,
not
absolutely.
To be able to shake hands. And teachers tell me, kid falls on the floor, they can't help pick them up. I mean, this is not the way our society was meant to be.
Exactly. Well, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's what are you projecting from your heart? And I've sensed this about you, like I've known it about you, that I know that when you are coming in contact with somebody, your motivation is to be a blessing. You want to add to somebody's day, not take away. And this is what makes it so special.
And I want it to be a memorable experience. I will tell you something I did with these kids from the high school, and we talked and so forth. But then I wanted to show them something, and they had seen me on Jimmy Fallon, what have you. So I wanted to show you how powerful thought is. And anyone who doubts this, look on my webpage, AmazingKreskin.com, and my appearance with Jimmy Fallon. And I could do this today if he walked into a theater and was walking down the aisle. I could do it within 20 seconds. I had eight or nine kids standing in front of me. I said, I want to show you something. Close your eyes. They opened their eyes. I said, see how easy it is to open your eyes? Close your eyes again. You're going to be stunned. Give me 8 seconds. 8 seconds later, Bill, as God is my judge, I said, try to open your eyes. They could not open their eyes. They were struggling. They didn't see their face. They couldn't. I said, when I clap my hands, you'll be able to. If you have difficulty, I'll come to you. I clapped my hands. Some still couldn't. And the person had to touch them on the shoulder. Through the power of mental suggestion, I was able to influence the muscles of their eyes. That's how powerful the mind is.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? The handshake itself, Kreskin, how did that come about for you? Did you have a mentor that said, look, you need to understand when you shake someone's hand that you do so with confidence and, you know, some sort of guidance? How did this come about for you?
Well, it came about with the beginning of my performances when I was 12 years old and 14 years old. I would have volunteers sitting on stage, and because I didn't know any of them, I thought, well, I got to get closer. What's your name? And when they said their name, I grabbed their hand and shook it. And this is at 11, 12 years old, and shook it and so forth. It reached the point where my handshake and my performance, because it's become legendary, becomes now a symbol of something else. Because now, sometimes walk up to 12 or 14 people on stage and says, I'm not going to talk to you. And I shake hands to each of them. Mm. And some of them end up lying on the floor, lying on each other's lap, just keeling over, going into becoming completely a slumber, and it's just the audience who goes pandemonium takes it. Now that doesn't happen, folks, when I'm on the air with Bill Martin.
No,
we're not relaxed of that much because then we're in trouble.
Yeah, right. You're driving your car. I know that sometimes I used to crack up because you made Carson nervous sometimes. I think Carson was afraid you were going to expose him a little bit more.
Well,
right?
And then the final thing is, and we're going to do this sometime in a special. Those 8 times.
We got about 15 seconds left. Yeah. Warning. Go ahead.
Took me under his desk during the show. Let me do something privately. And 8 times, no one ever knew quite what it was about.
Exactly.
By the way, not goodbye to you, Bill, and all my to be continued.
Exactly. The amazing Kreskin. Thank you so much, Kreskin. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the...